Friends, today I would like to share a verse with you from the scriptures, Proverbs chapter 18 and verse 10. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and are safe. This is a nice chapter of God's word, Proverbs chapter 18. There's some lovely verses in it. Verse 24 is a verse that I'm sure we know. A man that hath friends must show himself friendly, and there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Or verse 22, whosoever findeth a wife findeth a good thing. Those are familiar verses, but there's some lovely verses. But it's verse 10 that I would like to draw your attention to just for a moment or two today. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and are safe. A place of safety and security, and a refuge from the enemy. Friends, we live in hard and awful days. Fear across our world. People are sick. Hospitals are full. Doctors are overwhelmed. The virus rages on, touching every land. People are shut in. Churches are closed. Families are divided. A world almost shut down. Big numbers of death in Italy and Spain and France and America. The United Kingdom is catching up fast. Many people are asking, what's going on? When we as God's people find ourselves in such situation, what do we say? But we must remind ourselves that we live in a broken and sinful world. And we must understand that we have a limited view of things. Isaiah chapter 55 and verse 8 says, my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. We are inclined to want a why for every situation. We want a why for everything. We are people, friends, with a limited view. And there's no mystery with God. We are not in a position to understand what God, the sovereign God of heaven, is doing. And all of that is beyond our comprehension. Lamentations 3:22 and 23, familiar words. It is of the Lord's mercy that we are not consumed, because his compassion fail not. His compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is his faithfulness. God does not need to tell us why. And we need to respond in the right way. Solomon uses this great figure of a strong tower. The Lord is a place of safety for his people. The Lord is our eternal refuge. Nothing else is a shelter in a sinful world. The eternal God is our refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms. I love that hymn, the Lord is our rock. In him we hide a shelter in the time of storm, secure whatever ill betide, a shelter in the time of storm. Jesus is a rock in a weary land, a weary land, a weary land, a shelter in the time of storm. Solomon uses this great figure of a strong tower. The Lord is a place of safety for his people. Psalm 90, the only psalm of Moses, is a lovely psalm, Psalm 90, where Moses says that, Psalm 90, the Lord, thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations. Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever hast thou formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. No refuge like the everlasting God. Have we lost our view of Almighty God, the maker of heaven and earth? Familiarity is a wonderful thing, wonderful about many things, but familiarity can cause us to lose our awe of God. We are all made to live with an awareness of God. Man's chief end is to glorify God and enjoy him forever. I think of Isaiah 6, the vision of the holiness of God. And that is, was a wonderful thing for Isaiah, the holiness of God. We can flee to the mighty fortress of Christ's precious name and to that safety and security. Hebrews 13 says, let your manner of life, let your conversation, your manner of life be without covetousness, for he will never leave us and he will never forsake us. Who are the people in this verse? It says in verse 10, the righteous runneth into it and are safe. Who are the people? Who are the righteous? Those redeemed by precious blood. Those clad with the imputed righteousness of Christ. Friends, are you casting all your care upon him? For he careth for you. In Ephesians, Paul finishes his letter in the last chapter, chapter 6, and at verse 11 he says, put on the whole armour of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. And one would think, what is Paul at here after all the teaching of Ephesians? Why has he gone off sort of to a new subject? Well, he's talking about warfare and why he has changed the subject. Well, friends, no, he hasn't. He's talking about everyday life in a broken world, in a broken, sinful world, to put on the whole armour of God that we may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Friends, I trust that this verse will be a help to us today. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and are safe. I trust that you, friends, today are amongst those that are named the righteousness of God. And we pray that if not, you will come in repentance and faith and trust in the finished work of Calvary and come into the good of so great salvation. I'd like to finish just with a word of prayer for the whole situation, friends, of today. Our Father, we bow in your presence again today. We come into your presence. Father, we thank thee for the blessing and the access that we have to the throne of heavenly grace and mercy. And Father, we pray for the whole situation in our land today. So many people touched with death and touched with this situation. Father, we pray for doctors and nurses. We pray for all frontline staff. Father, bless them and help them and guide them, we pray. We pray for many homes that have been touched with bereavement. Just to wave and maybe the last time to see a loved one. And Father, we pray that you'll enter in to broken hearts and broken homes today. We pray for our own congregation, our own people. Father, we pray for many that have been touched with death and bereavement. And Father, we pray that you'll minister into their lives and into their homes. We think of many that are sick. And in this day and age and this amongst this situation, and Father, we pray that they will know God's help and God's touch. So, Father, we commit ourselves to thee, and we pray, our Father, that out of this all, and that if when history writes the year of 2020, that it will be a year of revival, when God's church where it was revived, and God and many people come to faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. So, Father, we commit ourselves to thee, pray that you'll bless and help and undertake. And, Father, we thank thee for the safety of the Lord Jesus today. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. Father, we thank thee for that place of security and safety that fills our heart and gives us such peace today. So we commit it all afresh to thee. And Father, we ask that your presence will be a reality to many people today. And we commit ourselves afresh to thee in the Saviour's honoured name. Amen.